A new study suggests that streaming services can lead to higher levels of greenhouse gas emissions. Researchers say the results depended, in part, on which technology was being used to send data. The German government provided money for the study. Germany's Federal Environment Agency published a report on the findings. Many studies have linked greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide, to rising temperatures in Earth's atmosphere. Greenhouse gases are a product of pollution from factories and other human activities. Streaming services send videos, games, music, and other material over the internet so that people can watch or listen to it immediately. The researchers estimated the amount of carbon dioxide produced by data centers where material is stored for streaming. It also looked at the technology used to get the data to consumers. The report found that streaming video over fiber optic cables results in the lowest amount of carbon dioxide, or CO2, emissions, 2 grams per hour. Copper cables produced twice that amount. 3G mobile technology resulted in 90 grams of CO2 emissions per hour. The report said streaming over 5G, another wireless technology, would result in carbon dioxide emissions of 5 grams per hour. Data centers were responsible for only a small amount of the energy used. But there were differences depending on how servers were used and cooled, the report noted. Christian Stoll, an energy expert, was not involved in the study. He said the report's carbon dioxide estimates seemed reasonable. But he noted that the study did not consider how much electricity was taken by devices that were used to watch videos. Stoll noted that such devices represent a significant part of the total emissions. Presenting the report, German Environment Minister Svenja Schulz said the study tried to give data to decision makers at a time when digital issues are important. The timing, Schulz added, is also important as countries try to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases. It is possible to stream data without negatively impacting the climate if you do it right, she said. Schulz suggested that it might be a good idea to set up more public Wi-Fi hotspots, as this is more climate-friendly than streaming in mobile networks. I'm John Russell.